Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Hey, it's Bubba. You know, it's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. What are you going to get that friend or friends? Whether it's for a regular friend or a friend that you're in their pants, you can make this season a jolly one with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products, and you're going to have all the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you, big boy. Santa cares about a sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty. It's all by going to manscaped.com and using my promo code Bubba. That includes free shipping and 20% off. Smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. How about the Crop Preserver? It's a ball deodorant. Or the Crop Reviver, which is a ball toner. They can solve your stank problems all day long. And once they touch your sack, you never go back, buddy. Get 20% off and free shipping using Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays. Yes, sir. Blitz is getting us hooked up. I don't know if we even are hooked up yet. We'll find out momentarily. Sorry, we're a little late. You're out having such a great time.
Rhett was shitting. Sorry. We couldn't
Rhett,
say anything.
It looks like something. Rhett, are you there?
Yeah.
What's your problem?
What?
You just look like you're like in a bad mood, like a little prick today. Like, I was just wanting to know, like,
yeah,
something wrong?
What's wrong,
we
right?
air out. No. Like, listen, we're very transparent here on the show, and we air out.
We want to know why you hate Lummy.
Yeah, like, first of all, you do know that in the overall scheme of things, that Lummy is like, you know, third in charge.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and so like if he's and he works with you and this and this all this stuff, and he was Lummy, what were you asking him through the bathroom door?
I was asking him if he got the cyst video from Dr. Dan that I sent over to him.
Yeah, and then his response back to you was, I don't talk while I'm shitting?
Well, it kind of took like probably a minute and a half to 2 minutes before he said anything to me.
So he just
started.
Hold on. I said yes. Actually, you asked me that question twice because the first time I thought you said cis, as in C-I-S.
See, Bubba, he's making excuses. It was about 45 seconds.
Lummy, shut up. Let him talk, okay? Then you talk, then we talk.
He didn't
want
to talk to me first.
Oh, Lummy's got an answer.
The answer is he doesn't know.
Yeah, Bubba, it was 45 seconds before he answered if Rhett was actually in the bathroom.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Bubba, you've had a conversation with Lummy ever, right?
Like, don't worry, Rhett, don't try to finish.
So have you heard Lummy try and work this gimmick over that
yeah,
I hate him?
I've
that
heard.
I'm working against
Rhett makes
him
a good point.
No.
Rhett, you make an interesting point because we just all had an exchange with Lummy and we still don't know what the fuck's going on.
But Bubba, that's what he's doing. If Brett was still in the shitter and
Blitz,
not hearing anything,
camera's...
he wouldn't have this as a defense.
Your camera looks like either
I know,
got something.
I don't know why.
Yeah, okay, I just want to make sure you know.
If Brett was still in the shitter, he would wouldn't have this as a defense because I'd be in the shitter and I wouldn't have a defense.
But you'd be in there for 35 minutes and not talking.
Less the shitter drama. We also have drama with regards to your correspondence with Nash's.
I think
you say things as convoluted as you possibly can. So because either you're stupid or you're just trying to leave some type of wiggle room for yourself or so. I don't know. I can't fucking figure it out.
Well, first off, on your communication skills. I mean, to be honest with you, he is full of shit because it was about 30. I went, Rhett.
Not anymore. He's not. Rhett, he was in the bathroom for a while.
Rhett, and he did not answer. And I even asked, and then I heard Anna go like, he's in the bathroom. I'm like, I'm standing by the bathroom.
Yeah, and I did hear Anna stick up for him. So, Anna, listen, there's no sticking up for people around here, okay?
Oh, sorry. Hey, Rhett, fuck off!
No, easy. That was a little aggressive.
Outburst.
Okay, perfect. So, Lummy, first of all, a person around here, everybody knows how far you can push the other one, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, this little hierarchy of knowing, you know, when to just, you know. And so, he kind of made you his bitch.
That's what I'm saying. I just want to know why.
So, you need to.
Because he doesn't respect you,
and you've never tried. He's not threatened by you. And he shouldn't be threatened by you other than pure fit. Like, you should just. You know, he should be physically threatened that you'll beat the fuck out of
him.
Yeah,
you should.
But nobody, nobody's afraid of you.
He didn't even hit the goats when the goat almost killed his kid.
Yeah, I'm the one.
I technically did spank the goat.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I put my hand on the. Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. Like
I still hit it.
Love
still
hit.
It doesn't matter how you hit it.
Oh, fuck, you don't.
You got to kick that
motherfucker,
right?
If Doug Klim would have given me a couple little, Bubba, stop it. I wouldn't have learned shit.
He got cheese grated. On the carpet.
Yep.
Yeah.
When he didn't even do anything wrong.
Yeah.
That's how Bubba was raised. Because he's a real man.
I thought he pinned him.
I don't know.
No, when I was 16, I finally got one on my dad. But from 0 to 16, I had a fucking 0-75 record.
But you got one on him.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Back to you, being dumb.
Can anybody feel my fucking pain?
Well, all I said was you got him, and that's when he got mad.
Listen.
I got one on Rhett. They didn't want to answer me.
No, you didn't.
Seconds.
You didn't get one on Rhett. You sat there and talked through the bathroom door like a little pussy.
What would you want to do, rip the door off?
You say, Rhett.
I did.
I'm talking to you. I expect you to answer me, and then you ask the question, and then if he doesn't answer you back, you say, Rhett, I'll tell you what we're going to do. When you come out of here, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
See? The sequence of events I think that Lummy is leaving out is that I had already answered his questions before he came back and just harassed me while I was wiping my ass.
Yes, but the first part of it when I did go to Bubba and tell him, Rhett doesn't like to talk when he's taking
shit. But you even heard
me. But if you already,
hold on,
Lummy. If you've already asked Rhett the questions, then why are you asking him why he's in the shitter?
First off, that's not true, Bubba. What he's trying to say is that after 45 seconds of me waiting there and he's in the bathroom, I asked him and he did not answer and I had to ask two more times. Then he finally answered when I then came back out to the green room and said, Rhett doesn't like talking when he's shitting. And you said, don't take that shit from him. Go tell him. So I walked over to the door. I started banging on it.
But hold on. You're completely lummying the situation and the fact that Did he or did he not answer the question already?
Oh, the whole
and whatever question you were asking had already been asked and answered.
But that's what I'm saying. It took for like almost a minute for me to get the answer.
No, it came out. The question got answered, and then Lummy came out, and then you told him to go back in there and said, "Don't take this."
Yeah. So. I said, Bubba, I said, Rhett doesn't like talking when he's taking a shit. It took me like almost a minute to get an answer from him why he was in there. And you said, don't take that shit from him.
That's a little bit of a stretch. If we're
45 seconds to a
minute.
That's
still a little bit of a stretch.
Fuck you two. I'm done with you guys.
Yeah,
you guys are both stupid.
Douchebags.
Fucking douchebag R.
Dumb fuck.
Lummy's got an answer.
I got an answer.
All right. So now, by the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. We're late because we have so much fun off the air.
Mm-hmm.
We sure do.
Honest to God.
And we were going to record, but Lummy was using all kinds of bad language.
It was really disturbing.
Oh, no. Yeah, Lummy, potty mouth over there.
Mm-hmm. No, it was actually me. That's how we talk to our friends. You know that. Blitz, you know that's how we talk to our friends.
Yeah. I would never use that.
Do you remember a conversation we had from Orlando one time?
Absolutely, okay. And I really regret it. I like to apologize to Jesus for hearing that.
Well, Jesus isn't real, so you're fine.
Yeah, okay, fuck good. Jesus.
Whoa.
Yeah, say it again. I like people in the back.
Wouldn't that be cool if you had a shirt that said, fuck Jesus. Jesus? Fuck you, Jesus.
Fuck off.
Fuck you, Jesus. Can you imagine if you had a shirt that said that?
I think they do, actually.
They do actually have those.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Fuck you, Jesus.
They're normally frowned upon. Yeah.
Jesus. I had a Jesus' Bubba Army shirt one time, and that didn't go that well either. People didn't like that. Speaking of which, I think the merch crick is on her way. We saw her stop by here, drop some shit off,
yes,
then let me know that Mitch DeMarc was coming. I told her, and so that there's no miscommunication, that Mitch DeMarc can leave his tumblers outside the front door. We'll get them. And if it happens to be that Mitch DeMarc swings by the studio when the merch crick is there, then he can drop them off to her.
Perfect.
I think I made that perfectly clear with her, did I not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Secondly, she's on her way now across the bridge to pick up the beanies. They're done.
Nice.
Now, Blitz says he didn't want a beanie. He's not being disrespectful.
I'm trying to be respectful because I don't want to be wasteful. I don't want to take a product that somebody might buy and just to have.
That's fair.
Right.
Yeah. But those camo long sleeves, if we ever get them in, I'll definitely take one of those.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm just going to be returning a call.
Okay.
Perfect. So, Lami, do you want a beanie? Or you're not really a big beanie guy.
I'm not really a big beanie fan either. Perfect. So I'd rather you sell them.
Anna,
I'll sport one.
You do want one.
I'm a bean.
Rhett,
bean girl.
Are you a beanie? I don't think you're a beanie guy, are you? No.
No,
okay,
I'll,
great.
I'll take
it. Are you a beanie guy? Yeah, when it gets cold, I've seen you in one before.
Yeah, at the track. A lot of times I'll wear one at the track when I'm out on the grader in February, you know.
Yeah,
like that. Yep. I'm a beanie kind of guy when it comes to that. She's gonna let me know when she lists them on BubbaArmyMerch.com. 2x2 custom embroidered Bubba Army logo. Lummy, do you think my Warsaw Tiger orange and black, very limited? I may only have like. After I get done handing, you know, like some out, I made them because I wanted to hand them out to the couple of my friends in Warsaw and Larry and stuff. But I might have like 6 to 8 left. I guarantee you probably somebody will buy them.
Yeah. I mean, you got the Bengals.
Not everybody likes flat bill, though.
Yeah.
Blitz took a shit on the flat bill. And you took a shit on the flat.
No, I just can't. Unfortunately, they don't fit my fat head.
Yeah, I don't take a shit on it. I'm just not a huge fan.
Yeah,
I might make you look a little
younger, Blitz. I mean, if you're rolling down there trying to score a 19-year-old Taylor Warren.
Well, then I might take one.
Hmm.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
get one immediately, Blitz.
Perfect. Fantastic.
No, they look like a kid's hat on me.
What are you, an 8?
About an 8 1/4.
Are you that fucking big?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What a big old head.
On your head?
Yeah, then especially with the hair, it makes it even worse.
Your hair doesn't you don't cut it, but it doesn't seem to be getting any longer.
It just keeps curling up, unfortunately.
I got to tell you, man, we're really adding a lot of subscribers to our YouTube. Like 100 a day. Rhett, are you noticing that? Like, we're getting, like, quite a bit of action over there.
Oh, yeah.
Blitz, where would you think, I got to go today or tomorrow and do a food review. I need to find out. Where I'm going.
Portillo's?
I think you'd actually like that place.
But there's no drive-thru, is there?
Yeah, there is. Yep.
Because it's that Midwestern type of food.
Okay. Well, where is it?
USF, the University Mall.
Yeah. I hate going over there. Don't you guys hate going over there?
Yes.
I actually like going over there only because I rarely go over there.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's just a bad area of town.
Yes, it is.
And it's just a bad area of town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Portillo's. Okay, now what do they have? Send me the menu.
Mm-hmm. I think we were talking about having
By the way, did we put our podcast up on our various places? The link for yesterday's podcast?
I will put it up. I like to grab a clip from it and then put it up that way.
Okay, whatever you want to do.
That's okay. I was going to do it.
Lemmy, did you put it up
on TikTok? Putting it up until I saw that warning, so I'm going to have to redo what I was going to do.
What do you mean, bud?
Well, because if you get like a double strike or if you don't put things correctly, we could be banned.
Then your account is gone.
Yeah, so I'm going to be walking on eggshells when I post that up there, because sometimes they do frown upon OnlyFans things.
Podcast.
Well, no, because technically you're only supposed to link, be able to put links up there if you're registered, and I registered to be able to put links on our TikTok page. And when you get a community guideline warning, they don't let you do that.
Oh, KFC is bringing back their $5 famous bowls.
When do they come back?
I'm looking right now, trying to find a date.
I sent you that Portillo's.
Yeah,
I did as well.
I'm looking at maybe a cheeseburger, a bacon burger, a bacon cheeseburger.
I think they're known for their hot dogs.
Yes, they are. They're Chicago dogs.
All right.
Is that a menu?
Yeah, let me put it back over here where you can see it.
Yeah,
here we go. Portillo's beef hot dog, regular or jumbo?
Ooh, jumbo.
Oh, here's Anna, the new plant-based garden dog.
Yum!
Plant-based Chicago style with mustard, relish, onion, tomato, celery, salt, pickle, and sport peppers.
That's where they throw a fucking carrot on a bun and call it a fucking vegetarian hot dog.
I'll take it.
Chili cheese dog doesn't look too bad.
The $5 famous bowls are starting either yesterday or today.
Mm.
Limited edition. They were like pretty popular.
Now, can you send me a link to a $5 famous bowl?
All it is basically is a bowl of mashed potatoes and cheese with like chicken pieces and stuff on top.
Oh, I'm going to go there. And it's limited time?
Yeah.
Half the bowl. I got to say, not one bite, half the bowl, because I'm a fat ass, because I can't eat the whole bowl. But I don't know how you not eat a whole bowl.
It's not that much.
I'll go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, get a bowl, because Portillo's is not going to go anywhere. Right?
No.
Right.
And so I got to find.
And the KFC thing is brand new. Like, it just came out to either today or yesterday.
Right. Just like we reviewed the Krispy Kreme donut stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Does Taco Bell got anything new? I've not gone to Taco Bell ever during
Yeah, they're coming out with a new Crunchwrap. They're bringing back the Crunchwrap Supreme, I think it said.
Oh, and if you can send me the link to that.
All right, let me look here.
Because I'm going to have to do. Now, Lummy, I was thinking about maybe next Tuesday, you and I doing the podcast, and then Blitz, the Bubba Q&A podcast hosted by Lummy,
mm-hmm.
and then Blitz giving that to you to maybe run on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
Or the Friday after, because I know that you don't have necessarily anything to slam in there.
Right.
So, Lummy, we're going to try to do that next Tuesday, okay?
Yep. And I think, Blitz, is it the Big Cheez-It Crunchwrap Supreme?
Maybe. I don't know. I saw something a little bit ago.
I mean, whatever's new, Lummy. Like, what's the new stuff, buddy?
I don't know if this is out yet. That's what I'm trying to... I didn't know if Blitz maybe had an inside Iggy on it.
Oh, here we go. No, it's... come on, stupid ad.
So today or tomorrow's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
7-layer nacho fries and burrito nationwide starting November 17th.
That's in 2 days.
Yeah.
So there's two things. There's a 7-layer nacho fries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what else?
It's like a 7-layer nacho fries burrito, basically.
Hold on. They're putting 7 layers of nacho fries.
Well, it's just called 7-layer. You know, like the 7-layer dip?
Yeah, but they're putting French fries in it?
Yeah, nacho fries. It's their version of French fries.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
So a burrito instead of beef or beans? No. They're just putting it's a French fry fucking burrito?
So here's the 7-layer nacho fries burritos has seasoned nacho fries, seasoned beef, black beans, warm nacho cheese sauce, shredded cheddar cheese, diced tomatoes, guacamoles, low-fat sour cream, and chipotle sauce wrapped up in a warm flour tortilla.
I'd get it all without the guacamole and sour cream. I like it all.
So
I mean,
good.
I could get it right. David Figueroa, Dan's Bloomin' Onion 20 on the Venmo at the Bubba Army Cash App as well. Thank you.
So yeah.
Now when is that? Thursday?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do one this weekend and have one in the can.
I don't think like. This is going to be a super popular thing, but who knows?
Yeah.
Doesn't look too bad.
So is Red having some issues over
there? Yeah, he was shitting.
Again?
He won't talk to you
now,
about it, though.
Hold on. Now, do they just... They don't wrap it up in a burrito?
Yes, they do. You can get it like that or in
you
a burrito.
You can get it loose or in a burrito?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Two separate items.
Oh, nice.
Well...
It's either the seven-layer fries or the seven-layer or the seven-layer fries burrito.
I'd like to see the burrito. Oh, is that it right there?
No. I don't know what that is.
Why the fuck would they put that on the same article?
Oh, nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. Okay. Well, looks like I got the bowl from Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I got the seven-layer nacho burrito fries from...
I still say Portillo's you need to try.
I'm going to, but Portillo's ain't got anything that's not going to be here very much longer.
I know. I don't think
I'm going to Portillo's and I'm going to get me a motherfucking chili cheese dog.
I don't think the Taco Bell thing is that big of a deal, though, is what I'm saying. If you're going to go to Taco Bell to do one... And you get
wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's awesome, but it's not like a famous thing.
I want to get the garden dog.
Would you really eat the garden dog?
Are you fucking kidding me? Every day of my life. It's not good for you, though, but whatever.
plant-based Chicago hot dog with, tell me what you would say yes or no. Mustard.
Yes.
Relish.
Yes.
Onion.
Yes.
Tomato.
Exactly meat.
Yes.
Yes.
Celery salt.
Yes.
Pickle.
Yes.
Sport peppers.
I don't know what that is, but yes.
They're little peppers. They're good.
Portillo's beefy hot dog. Now, is the chili cheese dog blitz the beefy hot dogs with the chili cheese added?
Yeah, it's the same hot dog for all of them. They use the same beefy dog.
Well, first of all, mustard. I got sound effects for this shit. Mustard.
You gonna drown it? Mash.
It was the monster mash.
Yeah.
The monster mash. Mustard. Relish. Celery salt. Freshly chopped onions. Tomatoes. Kosher pickle. Sport pepper. Piled high onto a steamy poppy seed bun.
Now, are you gonna get the jumbo, right? Not the regular.
I'm gonna get the jumbo, and then I'm gonna make that a chili cheese. Then I'm gonna get one of those fucking shakes that they talk of.
The chocolate cake shakes?
Yeah. I'm gonna get me the cake shake. Chocolate, lemon, strawberry. Chocolate, lemon, or strawberry lemon. Mine's straight chocolate. That's what I'm getting.
Nice.
And that's what I'm going with. Sponsored by Philip JPK 123 ABC Hummel.
They have cheese fries, which looks like crinkle fries with a cup of cheese.
Well, fucking the crick would go absolutely insane.
And they have onion rings. They look good, but, you know, that's the picture. Who knows? I don't know how they actually are.
But I don't get into fries and onion rings on my review because it gets, you know.
Right.
Mine's just like the main entree, and that's it. Washed down with a Coke. So the bowls are officially here at Kentucky Fried.
The famous bowls.
The famous. Is that what you got to say?
Well, that's what they're called. You can say whatever you want.
I know when I roll up there, though, and if I want to look fucking stupid, do I go, if they go like, you know.
Hi, welcome to KFC. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to have a famous bowl, please.
Regular or spicy?
Regular or spicy.
Please tell me which one I'd like.
Oh, a regular, please.
Is spicy too spicy, you think, for me?
No, I just think you'd like the regular better.
Regular.
All right, Ed. We got you the regular famous bowl. Regular.
You want to like to make a combo out of that? Comes with fries and a drink?
You want to make a combo out of that? Make it up with my fries and a drink.
Yes, please. May I have a combo with a Coke?
Sorry, sir. We only serve Pepsi products here at KFC.
Sorry, we only serve Pepsi products. This evening we got Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, Brown Chef, Shannon, Diet Pepper.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, sorry, our machine's broke right now. No Mountain Dew. What else would you like?
Your order will be like $14.50.
It'll be around $12, $13, $14 yeah, like $14 bucks, something like that. Just bust out Molly Cash. I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just round it up, Kyle. Round it up, Kyle. We're just gonna round it up, Kyle. What? Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, you get the corn and shit.
Daddy, like.
Why don't they have? Now, why are these only a limited time? They would be they would be selling the absolute shit out of these things.
I know.
Things.
And they're $5.
Yeah, they used to be there for a while.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, I remember getting them when I, back when I lived in Tierra Verde, they had that one KFC in the hood on 34th North. And we used to get these all the time. But then they took them off.
Yeah.
I'm going to give me one of those motherfucking famous.
The $5 famous bowl.
$5 famous. Man, Blitz, if I should get one and put it in the fridge for the next day.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you?
I want three. Oh, can you how many calories? Oh, 1,120 calories.
Jesus
Christ.
Just whatever it is.
Fucking bowl.
Creamy mashed potatoes, sweet corns, and bite-sized chunk of crispy fried chicken. Now, Blitz, why does it vary?
With gravy.
Why does it vary from?
That's what I'm trying to find out right now.
Like 840 to 1120 is a big swing.
It says choose between our regular famous bowl or one with our signature spicy Nashville hot sauce.
Yeah, well, is the hot sauce the added? Like why? That's a big swing. That's nearly three. That's 200.
I know. I'm trying to. I actually, when I saw that, I'm like, why is there a fucking like?
Because I want that one on the right there on that I'm looking at. And what's that one go for?
I don't know.
Calorie wise,
I don't know. Anywhere between 840 and 1120, depending on how much fucking
Jerome
Monet
throws in the back
scoops in your fucking bowl.
You're probably right. It's probably how heavy they are on the ladle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing that.
Actually, the spicy one looks pretty fucking good.
I'm doing that one tomorrow.
It does.
And then over the weekend, I'm going to do the Taco Bell 7-layer fry. And then maybe early next week, I'll do the Portillo's. See, it's Red, it's never bad to have a few of these in the can.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So we don't have one ready for this Thursday, do we?
No, we don't.
All right, so I'll have to get one.
Watch you eat a whole chocolate cake, Bubs.
Whipped one up.
And then you got to go to Salem's.
Oh, you sent me Crystal.
I did.
I really don't want to do fucking Crystal.
Well,
I
think too fucking bad.
Two Chainz is their head of marketing now.
Two Chainz.
They just announced it.
Yeah,
Bubba. Who the fuck's Two Chainz?
What?
What?
He's a rapper.
Now, Bubba, would you eat the whole sandwich or still just half?
Two Chainz is
shit.
A lot better than One Chainz. However, he's not as good as Three Chainz.
Okay, Pops.
It's true.
But Bubba, since those sandwiches are so small, do you eat the whole thing?
I might eat a chili cheese pup.
They look good as fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to get me a pup.
Oh, that's like a little. Oh, I bet that's gross as shit. A little tiny hot dog.
This is what the merch crick would get. She goes fuck. She'd get the loaded. Well, she.
And there's a Crystal not too far from here.
Where?
On Hillsborough Avenue.
Man, I try to stay off Hillsborough Avenue.
I mean, it's like it'd be pretty easy to get to. It's not that hard.
Yeah, Hillsborough Avenue fine. And McDill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Ooh, what's their limited time offers?
What, the pups?
Pimento cheese chick, barbecue bacon cheese chick.
Blitz, stop fucking squirreling me. I know where I'm going. I'm going to Kentucky Fried Chicken tomorrow.
I want to go to Crystal.
And I'm going to Seven Layer Taco Bell. I'm just getting my weight under control.
Hold on a second. What the fuck?
Don't forget Salem's, Bubba. On Nebraska.
Yes, Bubba, yes.
What?
I feel like we're fucking.
No, she's. Oh, God, Bubba.
Hold on.
For your Thanksgiving.
Yes.
This holiday season, Crystal is
they have the finest ingredients, organic only.
Stuffing recipe that delights the entire dinner table. Do you know how I would, if I walked into somebody's house.
Your sister's house.
Hold on. And they're like.
You have to pick up a 24 count and you can make it with this shit, I guess. What? You have to pick up a 24 count of Crystals with no cheese or pickles.
Oh, and then you make it.
It uses 20 of these to make this stuffing.
Chris, now can you go and get this at Crystal, or are they just giving you
No, so they're telling you what you need.
Biggie
to do is,
$73.75, $20.
Oh yeah, thank you, Biggie.
Two chins.
You got to go to fucking Crystal and you buy a 24 pack of Crystal. You order it with no cheese and no pickle. And then you take four of them and you just eat them, I guess. And you take 20 of them and chop them up and make this shit out of it.
Yeah, so you got to go home and make this.
Yeah.
And they just tell you the secret recipe.
Mm-hmm.
But it all starts and stops with, the main ingredients to the stuffing is 20 Crystals.
Yes. I think your sister would love this.
When you're ready. All right, so you
she
get 20.
She wouldn't even need to make
you
stuffing.
You get 20 Crystals without cheese or pickles.
Mm-hmm.
In the refrigerator and cool overnight. When you're ready to cook, preheat your oven to 375. Combine all the ingredients except the Crystals into a large mixing bowl, and using a wire whisk. Oh, here's what I need, by the way. I need a sack full of 24 Crystals. They're trying to have you eat four of them before.
Yeah. All right. Number one, the direction number one says enjoy four Crystals right away.
All right. You're gonna have a quart of chicken stock, 1 cup of melted margarine or unsalted butter, 5 large eggs lightly beaten, 1.5 tablespoons of fresh sage minced, 1/2 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 2 teaspoons of kosher salt.
Because there's not enough salt on those burgers.
2 cups of celery diced small, 2 cups of white or yellow onion diced small. Put all the ingredients together. Cut the Crystals into bite-sized pieces and gently fold into the ingredient mixture with a rubber spatula until moistened. Spray a 9x13 3-quart baking dish with nonstick spray. Pour stuffing mixture into the baking dish. Bake uncovered for 35 to 40 minutes. Allow stuffing to rest for 5 minutes before serving.
Imagine how disgusting
it may
that
not
is.
Be that it may not be that bad.
Probably not. I'd try it.
You wouldn't.
Well, it's probably it's
got
it.
Yeah, it's got meat.
I forgot.
We should. I should. Blitz. I should maybe one day as my. I should try to make this.
Okay.
Yes.
You know?
I would. If you made that, I would try it.
I would try it.
Yeah.
And it would probably be good because you made it.
Yeah, of course. Let Stockholm. Me thank you. Fucking Stockholm. That's what your new shirt should say. I'm officially Stockholmed.
Mm-hmm.
To Bubba, my daddy.
You're not just Stockholm to me. You're Stockholm to the goats. You're Stockholm to Ashley. You're Stockholm to Rhett. You're Stockholm to Walker. You're Stockholm to Big Red. You're Stockholm to Hootie. You're Stockholm to Creatine.
But you're my number one, Papa.
Shut up.
Dada. Daddy.
You're making it weird.
Yeah, you are.
Am I?
Yeah, you are.
I'm sorry.
Did you find the Ned John Bonet Ramsey?
Yes, I have to listen to it just to make sure there's nothing.
What?
I have to listen to it. To make sure there's no poor language.
Yeah,
in
like
it.
F and R's and N's.
Yes.
Because Ned would drop F and R's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Everybody did back then.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, I wouldn't want to say it was cool, but it was just a way of life.
I mean, sometimes it didn't have to be beefed
up. Shut up, F.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, you stupid F. And you're not even an F. You may call somebody an N. They're not even an N. It's a term of camaraderie.
Right. They're not nice.
Of course. And your N can be whatever you want it to be. Any word that starts with N can be N. Nice, neat, near, nearly.
Neighbor.
No. Neighbor.
Nuts.
Nuts?
Oh.
I love
coming up
I
soon.
I love my nuts.
Coming up
I
soon.
I shaved my nuts today.
I love my ends. My nuts.
Coming soon what, buddy?
You might be able to have another drive-through restaurant you could eat at called 7-Eleven.
Oh, fuck yeah!
They are going
to
start.
That's my favorite restaurant.
They're going to start making drive-through 7-Elevens.
Bubba, we can get
because they want to compete against McDonald's.
What, roller dogs and fucking Gatorades?
Well, and bananas.
Their pizza is pretty popular.
They got yogurt, too, Bubs. You like yogurt?
I'm not going to a 7-Eleven hugger, please.
Well, it's going to be mainly, I believe, tacos.
Yeah.
Tacos.
Because they're partnering up with
Laredo Taco
Company. Hybrid store.
You, like
you
tacos,
get a Slurpee
Bubs?
And
a
Slurpee? Taco.
Slurpee.
I'm not a big convenience store guy. I don't like going in and paying for my gas.
I hate it.
I love doing all my shit right there at the pump.
Me too.
I prefer to go to like a racetrack or a Wawa or like a big one of those big ones that have like 5,000 pumps. And
you don't like to get snacks inside?
No, fuck no.
Why?
I just don't like it.
I love it.
But supposedly somebody said like Wawa has unbelievable food.
It's
like,
actually not bad.
It's not unbelievable. But it's decent.
It's unbelievable for a gas station.
Don't you order it from
it's
like
made
the
order?
Like
yep.
The kiosk, yes. like a little.
I've
iPad.
Done it often, in a pinch.
And how quick are they?
Pretty fucking quick. I mean, it also depends on, you know, who's working
and
all that shit.
And what you order.
But for the most part, it's pretty fast.
Popeye's launch. Oh.
Just started today.
Then
what the fuck is that?
See, I can't even stay up with.
I know. I just saw it just today.
Back to Popeye's.
Popeye's
you go.
Launches new,
those pickles.
New blackened chicken sandwich nationwide.
I know you don't think so, Bubba, but those pickles do look delicious.
They look so crispy and juicy.
I'll just take it plain. I mean, right? I mean, Blitz, I don't like the mayonnaise and I don't like the pickles. And people are like, oh, you can. Listen, motherfucker, I don't like it.
Doesn't like it. What are you going to do?
The blackened chicken sandwich features a juicy, anabolic-free whole chicken breast marinated for 12 hours, cooked up to seal in the bold Cajun and Creole seasoning or Cajon seasoning, and served fresh atop a warm toasted buttery brioche bun with the house classic or spicy mayo and crunchy barrel cured pickles.
Well, I could get it just
starting on Tuesday, November 15th. Fans can get their hand on the new Popeye's blackened chicken sandwich.
Then that's what I'm going to do, and then I'm going to go over this week.
Too.
I'll do that. I'll do the new Popeye's chicken blackened sandwich, and then I'll do the bowl and the fries, and that's it. That's the new shit.
Right? I agree. I think you should do the Popeye's deal today.
Well, or tomorrow.
Or tomorrow, yeah.
I mean, oh, I probably can't do it tomorrow. I'm supposed to go to the doctor.
I know.
I could do it right after the doctor, though.
Well, tomorrow's Wednesday, so.
Yeah, but I got a phone call with Tom Bean as soon as I get off the show, I got a phone call with Tom Bean, and then I got another phone call.
Right after they get off the show. I thought your doctor's appointment was pretty early, too.
Yeah, it is 11:30. So, I think we're pretty much done for the day. I got a bunch of shit to do.
Lemmy, who's coming to 199?
Yeah, I need to know.
Number. We need to know. Like, first of all, Lemmy, first of all, Blitz, like, is it a hangout? Is it a not hangout?
I mean, I'm probably not going to hang out. So.
Yeah, let's just, you know, I mean.
I mean, I know you talked about not having it be a not hangout anyway.
Right.
And we also have the Stogies and Spirits thing the next day.
Yeah.
So we'll probably see a lot of those same people the next day as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to you. Pam.
Well,
Lemmy,
we're not sure about Creed and Travis. Waiting on Mike Bellagio. Big Red's in.
I may not have any room for Creatine Travis because he stays with me at my apartment. But I'm going to have Sumo and Shane.
Mm, that could be a problem.
They can't share a bed altogether?
They are, by the way, Merch Crick just said that the beanie, let's go ahead and look at them before we leave. The beanies, the new Bubble Army beanies, cold weather beanies, are up, I think.
Sweet. They are.
Check it out.
Let me, hopefully, you can send those to me.
I'm sending it to you right now.
No, he beat me. I just sent it.
Let me ask yours is first.
All right.
But I'm going to go with Blitz. Sorry.
It's okay.
It's the same link either way.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hold on here. So
I like those.
There
a
they
lot.
Are. And I think, did we get them in two different
colors? Are they gray or black?
She's so fucking R.
I wonder if this is the way the picture was taken.
Like, are they black or are they gray?
That one's definitely gray. But I think it's supposed to be black.
Why is everything so fucking difficult? Does she not check her work?
It's black. Right. They're black.
Black beanie sportsman.
Yeah, they're black.
What color does that look?
I mean, that picture is gray, but they're black.
Everyone knows what black looks like.
The one that she's got in her head is
black.
Yeah, that one is just darker than the gray seat cushion.
Perfect. $22.99.
Get on there and buy them.
That's about what they go for everywhere else. Maybe a little less, actually. Mm-hmm. And go to Bubba Army Merch, Bubba Army Store, BubbaArmyShop.com, and get them. I only ordered 66 of them. So, new cold weather Bubba Army guys. You've wanted one of these, and now we got them.
Mm-hmm.
She says, bad news on the camo. I was like, what the fuck is this camp like? My God, do I got to go to Walmart and buy them and bring them over to them?
Buy the blanket.
What's the bad news?
We'll see you guys tomorrow on the regular show. Bye.